whatever you are dreaming for, whatever your vision is, whatever it is that you know will happen in your life, write it down. It does not matter if someone doesn't agree with you. It does not matter if no one thinks, let me tell you, if someone thinks that you are crazy for the vision that you have, amen.
You are listening to the Built for More podcast. My name is Lane Taylor, and I'm obsessed with hearing people's stories and the value those stories can bring into our own lives. I have a passion for business, marketing, and shining a light on all the good that is happening in the world. I'm a husband and a father that left a decade-long corporate career to pursue my own dreams and passions in the world of entrepreneurship because I believe that we are all built for more in this life. Join me on this journey as I bring you guests and stories that will inspire and motivate you to live a life in full abundance. I'm on a mission to learn from the best and share why I know we are all built for more. Now grab a seat, hit the play button, and let's get to work.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Built for More podcast. This is your host, Lane Taylor. Thank you for putting me into your ears, into your speakers, into your car. Goodness gracious, I'm fired up for today. Why I'm fired up for today is because what I'm about to share with you is something that I've started to implement, and honestly, I should have implemented it sooner. And why I'm sharing it with you is because I believe in wholeheartedly what I'm about to tell you. And I hope that at the end of this episode, you do what I'm about to ask you to do. And I mean that. And the reason why I mean it is because it's happened. It has happened to me. And I'm realizing in these solo episodes, through communications, through conversations of after solo episodes, people come up to me and they say, hey, I listened to that episode. Thank you. Hey, I listened to that episode. You know, I really implemented that into my life. And let me say this. I'm sharing these solo episodes because I'm putting it into practice, whether it's been in the past, whether it's in the future, whether it's right now. And what I'm about to share with you is right now. And why I'm sharing this with you right now is because A, right now, as you are on this treadmill, or you are walking, you are running, you are driving, if you're driving in the kids with your car, I will speak into you and I will let you know, hey, you are built for more. I promise you that. You are meant, built for more. And there's little things that you can do that can alter your current reality for the positives. There are things that you can do. There are proven things that you can do. And let me tell you, it is the new year. It is 2024. And what I'm about to share with you is so plain and simple, and it is out there. It's just not for the successful people. It's just not in the rich man's Bible. I stole that from Steve Harvey. It's not what I'm about to share with you. It's not just something people don't know. And it took me as a business owner, an entrepreneur, a father, and a husband to realize, hey, I need to do these things because others have left clues that I need to do. So I'm telling you right now, where you are, where you're listening to this, I promise you, implement what I'm about to do. And when you do it, you come to me, you text me, you call me, you Facebook, Instagram me, and you say, hey, I started to do this, and guess what? And it may take a little bit. It may tarry, okay? And I'm gonna give you a little bit of church because I'm be honest, for you the listeners right now, I love Jesus, and I'm proclaiming that on this episode. Because I want to shine and speak more of Jesus and what He has done in my life, and I don't want to say that all the time, but I do want to proclaim that, and I want to say that right now. And we're gonna talk a little bit about what's happened and why I want to implement this into my life, my kingdom based life. And I pray that you receive it and you listen to it and you understand where my heart is when I communicate with this. So with that, I'm actually going, for the first time on the Built for More podcast, I'm going to read a biblical verse, okay? I want to read a biblical verse that I've implemented in the first 13, 14, however many days are in January that I wanted to implement into my life, into my business, and let me tell you something. I'm using my hands to talk. It is working. Period. Point blank. Exclamation point. No question mark. It is working. And I implore you to listen. It is in the same Bible. It is in the same thing from me to you, to the person next to you on a treadmill, to the person next to you driving. What I'm about to read to you is in the same thing. It's in the same book, and it applies to you all. So we're going to go, and I'm going to read for the first time ever on the Built for More podcast a Bible verse, and I'm going to proclaim it. It's Habakkuk 2:2, okay? Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it plainly on tablets so that one who reads it will run. For the vision is yet for the appointed future time. It hurries towards the goal of fulfillment, and it will not fail. Even though it delays, wait patiently for it. Even though it may tarry, you may see that in another verse in the King James Version. Even though it tarries, tarries is take a long time. Even though it delays, wait for it, because it will certainly come. It will not delay. Boom. Listen. It is in the truth. It is in the Word. I implore you, write your vision down. It doesn't matter if no one believes it. It doesn't matter if no one sees it. If you see it, write it down. Write it down every single morning. Write it down every single evening. Write it down in the note section of your phone. Write it down and continue to write it down and believe that it's going to happen. I'm telling you this because it has happened to me in 13 days. Every single morning I sit down at my computer, I write the same thing over and over and over, and it's happening. It is happening. And I am so fired up because the truth, it is right there. It is right there. And I sometimes in the past, people have told me, mentors and business leaders, they've told me, hey, you should do that and you should do that. And I wholeheartedly, I'm being honest and I'm being vulnerable with you. Sometimes I just don't do it. I do it to check off the list, but I've been intentional. And I have written the vision down. I have engraved it in my notepad so that when one reads it, for the vision is yet for the appointed future time, it will come. It says it, and it has, and I'm telling you, and it will. So whatever it is, whatever you are dreaming for, whatever your vision is, whatever it is that you know will happen in your life, write it down. It does not matter if someone doesn't agree with you. It does not matter if no one thinks, if someone thinks that you are crazy for the vision that you have, amen. I want people to run away from me and say that vision is crazy. It will never happen, because the God that I serve, I know that it will happen. And I want you to believe that. I want you to believe that. I feel like I'm preaching a little bit, but I believe it wholeheartedly. I believe that you're meant for, built for more, and I believe that if you continue and you start to write your visions down, it will happen. I firmly believe that. And I am, if I'm being honest with you right now, I'm sitting in my car in East Tennessee, and it is 9 o'clock on a Sunday night. And I had a dream, and I had a vision that I would start a podcast, and I would never miss a week, never miss a week. And I have 3 hours to continue that dream and that vision. I'm sitting in my car because I have waited for something to come to me that I could share with you, the listener. So if you are listening to this right now and you feel this in your, like, your spirit of like, man, I need to write this down. I need to start doing this. You know, I've heard people doing it. Now Lane says it. This right now is for you. And this is why I waited for an appointed time for me to record this. So I encourage you, whether you're listening to this in the morning, noon, evening, night, write your vision down, write your goal down, and never stop. Because once you write it down, it will come in an appointed time. It may tarry, it may take a long time, but it will come. I love you guys. This is the first time I've read a Bible verse on the Built for More podcast, but I love Jesus. I love Him, guys. I love Him. And I just hope that what I shared today has inspired you to do that, because what's in my Bible is in the same thing that's in yours, and I'm believing that for you. So thank you. thank you for giving me this, 10 minutes? What is this now? Yeah, 8 minutes. If you saying here, here's my prayer, here's my thought, here's my vision, that you share this episode with someone that it will alter their, I don't even need to know. Don't even tell me. If you share this with someone, it will greatly, greatly appreciate it, because I know that this is for someone. I know that it's for someone, and I know that they'll start to write their vision down, and then it will come in due time. It will tarry, but it will come. I love y'all so much. I'm just so appreciative. I had someone came up to me today and they said, hey, I listened to your episode, and it almost brings tears to my eyes that I have an opportunity just to do this, And you have an opportunity, if you're listening to this, to impact your circle. So again, I thank you. And share this, 5-star rating, 5-star review. I hope that this is added value. Write it down. Love you guys so much. See you next time on the Built for More podcast.